10 final news. Holden volunteers clear 58 bags of litter. Holden Forest Park recently held its 6th annual Big Litter Pick, with volunteers uncovering 58 bags of rubbish. Rangers teamed up with businesses and organisations along the Holden Ridge for the clean-up on Thursday, September the 3rd. Volunteers from McDonald's, Teen Bean Coffee and neighbouring businesses, along with colleagues from other Forestry England sites, spread out across around 4 miles, clearing roads, verges and gateways. And though businesses regularly litter pick around their own sites, the annual event brings them together to tackle a wider stretch of Holden. Among the more unusual items collected this year were a plastic paddling pool, a camping chair, vehicle exhaust, several pieces of vehicle trim and part of a wheel. Also, 2 rusted road signs, 2 abandoned traffic cones, 4 nitrous oxide canisters, a piece of kitchen wood worktop, section of scaffold board, a mop handle, pieces of wood and a mini pedal bin. Despite the variety of rubbish discovered, this year's overall total was lower than in 2025 when volunteers collected 79 bags. A spokesperson for Holden Forest Park said, "Litter spoils the landscape, can fuel wildfires and cause damage to natural ecosystems, so it's always disappointing to find waste that has been left behind or thrown from vehicles." The spokesperson thanked everyone who visits or drives through Holden and takes their rubbish home.
All along, down along, out along Lee. A damp start didn't dissuade the thousands who made the trek to Widdicombe in the Moor to join Uncle Tom Cobley and friends for Widdicombe Fair. Held on its traditional date of the second Tuesday in September, the volunteer-run fair has now been going for close on 200 years now and showcases local farmers and agriculture in the region. Sadly, the intervention of Blue Tongue meant there were no livestock classes this year, but there was still plenty for visitors to see and do, including the new attractions of a Shire horse display team and an egg tossing competition. Events throughout the day included the Devon Axe Team display, family dog show, terrier racing, vintage cars and machinery, plus the famous Tom Cobley downhill race.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. Here's the news by word of mouth. Newton Abbott had something to shout about last Saturday when the town hosted its annual Town Criers competition. In the shadow of St Leonard's Tower, criers from across the region and beyond battled it out as they showcased their shouting skills. 2 separate cries were performed during the competition. The first was a home cry, promoting their own hometown, followed by a second themed cry, which this year was Umbrella, as chosen by the sponsors, Yellow Umbrella. Judges, including local MP Martin Wrigley and Lord of the Manorial Borough, Keith Stokes-Smith, kept keen ears open as the criers were evaluated on vocal delivery, presentation and traditional dress. Top crier of the day went to Jeremy Holland from Cinderford, while John Pitt from Plymouth took the Devon Championship Shield. And there are lots of photographs around the article, and they're really some lovely colourful costumes. And there's even a small little model of a town crier.
Tree-dwelling porcupine wins hearts at local zoo. A nocturnal tree-dwelling Brazilian porcupine is the latest new resident of Sheldon Wildlife Trust, and she already has quite a fan club. Ciora arrived earlier this month, transferred from Switzerland. Sheldon Wildlife Trust director Zach Schoel said she has absolutely won the hearts of our staff and volunteers already. And given how the announcement about her on our social media went, the public love her too. She is still settling in, but can be seen starting to get active around 4 p.m. when we feed her. She is a big fan of her food, particularly liking sweet potato, corn and apple. He said the plan is to pair Ziora up with a male porcupine so that they can breed at Sheldon. Ziora's species is native to the tropical rainforests of South America and not currently endangered, although other related animals, such as the dwarf porcupine, are at risk. As the name of the species indicates, she has a fully prehensile tail, which she can use like a fifth limb to wrap around tree branches. Some porcupines live on the ground, but the Brazilian type spend almost their entire lives high up in the rainforest canopy. Despite their impressive quills, they are peaceful herbivores who eat foliage, bark, vegetables and fruits. Ziora was brought to Sheldon Wildlife Trust under the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria programme to maintain genetically diverse populations of species, which also fitted in with the Trust's own institutional species plan. Zach said, "We support several South American conservation projects, and we also like to care for rarer species. To our knowledge, there are only three other zoos with Brazilian porcupines in the UK."
Care Home celebrates first achievement awards. Residents at a Dawlish care home enjoyed a red carpet event to celebrate its first achievement awards. Claremont Manor, which opened in 2024, pulled out all the stops for the special black tie evening. More than 100 nomination slips were returned, with staff, those living in the home and their relatives keen to recognise the people who made life there so special. The evening began with a welcome from manager Carla Bowman before comedian Tom Glover took to the stage to introduce 11 award categories and handed out certificates, trophies, flowers and hampers to the winners. Carla said, "Our home is filled with wonderful people, each bringing their own stories, humour, kindness and personality. It was incredibly touching to read the nominations and see how much thought and love had gone into everyone. We loved seeing everyone dressed up, walking the red carpet with their families. Every person nominated gives something unique to our home, and we hope the evening made them feel as loved and valued as they make those around them feel each day. It was a celebration we will remember for a very long time."
A popular family-friendly barn dance is returning to Hennick next month, with organisers promising another lively evening of music, dancing and community spirit. The legendary Hennick Barn Dance takes place from 6 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd of October at Beechley Farm near Bovey Tracy. Renowned Cayley band Spinach for Norman will provide traditional tunes and songs, with caller Pam helping dancers master the moves. The event is being held to raise funds for Hennick Primary School. Money raised through previous dances has helped create a new playground and garden for the pupils. There will also be a bar, barbecue, featuring local meats and vegetarian options, and a grand draw with prizes donated by local businesses. Last year's event sold out, so advance tickets are recommended, and they can be purchased by going on to www.pta-events.co.uk/Hennick.